What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the Goddamn It Prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crap Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Thursday, everybody. It's Crap Diving Live. Broadcasting in your direction from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. A little bit after 2 on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5. I'm starting to eptalk like, what's her name? That's into QAnon.
Ivanka?
The QAnon person?
No, I was kidding. I was trying to make a joke. Liz Crokin.
Oh, Liz Crokin. Ivanka may be into QAnon.
She uptalks, though, and she vocal fries.
Oh, that's right.
Vocally fries.
They're very similar. They could do a girl group. However you're receiving us, we appreciate it. We're all over the internet and, you know, wherever you get your fucking podcasts. Thanks for joining us on social media at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING. That's about it. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you go there and buy shit, we get a little commissione. It doesn't cost you fuck all.
We get paid, baby.
And we appreciate those big time that do.
Fuck Trump.
Buy their stuff.
Yes.
That's what's going on, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, shit.
More of the same.
Right.
Let's see what's going on. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And shout out to all the Republicans that want the kind of environmental oversight of corporations that Russia has, where you can have rivers that are colored red from 20,000 tons of oil spilling into them. Did you see that?
Yes.
What's going on?
It's just an interesting human on a tricycle across the street. He's fascinated by some Florida humanage.
Cue the human on the tricycle.
We'll get to that story. I got to get to that one. In Russia, it's days. It's been going on for days. Discover it.
I don't know shit about it. I just saw the headline and it's crazy.
Over to the commie. That's not the headline at the HuffPo.
Yay.
Oh, they make me look at that racist face. Over at the commie pick liberal HuffPo, it's one of the murderers of Ahmaud Arbery. I guess racist number 3, the one that was in the car taking the pictures.
Right.
And maybe I'm wrong, but it seems like he's flipping like a flounder on other two homeboys.
Right.
Because I think he's the one that said, that ratted on this guy and said this. Well, one of the 3 men charged with murdering Ahmaud Arbery, 25-year-old black man killed while jogging.
Yes.
Allegedly used a racial slur as Arbery lay dying from the gunshot wounds.
Holy shit.
A Georgia law enforcement agent said during a court hearing, the revelation came during a preliminary hearing for Travis McMichael and his father, Gregory, 2 men charged in Arbery's murders, William Roddy Bryan Jr., who recorded the shooting on a cell phone and is also charged in Arbery's murder, waived his right to appear, but in a statement to investigators, William Roddy Bryan Jr. said that Travis McMichael shot Arbery and then called him a fucking N-word.
Oh my God.
And right before the police arrived at the scene.
So as this guy's dying, his last moments have to be spent with these two fucking asshole racists, whatever the guy's filming. And then he has to hear that said to him as he's dying. Oh, my God. You know, that's, I don't know.
The Georgia Bureau of Investigation Special Agent Richard Dial testified that Brian dude said that.
Richard Dial?
D-I-A-L.
Dick Dial. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I got to leave that alone. That's not, you know, who cares? It's Dick Dial.
The Justice Department is investigating whether to charge the three men with federal hate crimes. I wouldn't count on it under the Bar Justice Department.
Yeah, and it is Georgia.
Excuse me, the Bar Law and Order Department. There's no nothing about justice anymore in this country.
Oh, shit.
And then they get into the story of how Ahmaud Arbery was killed. We know. I'm not going to.
Yeah. It's just horrible, man. You think about, well, his last moments were spent with these absolute pieces of shit. And George Floyd, the same, right? He's dead. The last people he deals with, he sees in life are these fucking piece of shit cops. It's unreal.
Dial also testified that Travis McMichael used the N-word many times on social media prior to Arbery's killing, and that the toolbox on the defender's truck had a Confederate flag sticker on it.
Hey!
I wonder who they may have voted for. You think they were, I'm with her t-shirts back at home?
You know, speaking of this Confederate flag, not to go off on a fucking tangent, but, you know, holding up this anti-lynching legislation that we have to have in this country.
Rand Paul?
Rand Paul. Holding up this legislation. For what reason? Some medical technicality bullshit? And, you know, it should not be lost on anyone who Rand Paul is. He co-wrote a book with a guy in 2011 who went by the name Southern Avenger. He was some podcaster, some radio shock jock dickhead. I mean, our country, our legislators, our fucking cops, we are just awash in these, like, racist fuckheads, man.
Back to the Arbery thing. In describing Arbery's slaying, Dial said the three men chased Arbery for about 7 minutes and trapped him between their two trucks. During the pursuit, Brian hit Arbery with his truck.
Why?
That's the guy with the cell phone. Travis McMichael shot Arbery three times, hitting the jogger twice in the chest, once in the wrist. An attorney for Travis McMichael asked Dial if he believed Arbery had been trying to break into one of the trucks. Dial said no.
Yeah.
He said, I'd say Mr. Arbery was trying to escape. So the one of the attorneys for one of the racist fuck murderers is, saying he was trying to break into one of the trucks.
The guy was running for his life. Sounds like to me, they chased him for 7 minutes.
Yeah.
Holy shit. I mean, that's just, it's nothing. It's just horrible, man. I mean, like that's a shitty, shitty.
The two McMichaels have been arrested and charged or have been charged with felony murder and a aggravated assault. 2 weeks later, Brian was arrested and charged with felony murder and criminal attempt to commit false imprisonment.
Right. Oh, because they were holding the guy, right? Stop. They were holding the guy before they killed him, before they murdered him. God, how many times? He shot three times?
Yeah, with a shotgun, right?
Yeah.
They're still in jail.
No, these dickheads.
And have not yet been asked by a judge for a plea. I'm surprised Trump hasn't pardoned him yet.
Why are they waiting? That's just the system. They're waiting to see the judge, and they didn't make bail or something.
This is probably like a preliminary hearing type of deal or something. Right, bail was set. They couldn't make it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And everything's moving slower because of the COVID.
Right.
So thoughts and prayers to them for being in jail all this time.
I don't mean this, but I hope they catch the COVID. No, actually, I don't. I don't want them to catch the COVID.
No, they need to live forever in jail.
They need to stand trial or something. I don't know. Whatever makes this guy's family feel better. I don't even know how you feel better.
Over to the Drudge Report, we've got the headline says, Mattis rips Trump for dividing Americans. We had that yesterday. We read, I think it's near the end of the show. It came out and We read Mattis's amazing shred on Trump. There was another dude, another general today that was trending on the Twitter.
Trending on Twitter.
That I think was the guy that was in charge of the Bin Laden.
Oh, the SEAL team thingamabobber?
Yeah, he was the general over that.
Right.
Dealio.
Yes.
Kind of did the same thing. Wrote a letter, like an op-ed or whatever, saying, you know, we got to, this Trump guy's got to go, basically.
Yeah. I mean, he wants to use the military on us.
Well, right.
The tear gas thing to me is crazy because didn't everyone lose their shit because Assad was gassing his own people?
Well, right.
Well, what the fuck are they?
Well, that was, you know.
What the fuck are our cops doing?
And stuff, which killed people. But if you have like asthma and shit, this can kill you.
And the Geneva Convention says you can't do it in war.
Right.
But you can do it here. We're stupid.
So, there was another general. It's not trending anymore, and I've forgotten his name, and I didn't save the story. But basically, it's, you know, in the same tone as Mattis's, where... this isn't what we do, which is a good sign.
Right, right.
You know, if you're losing these guys, then... and John Kelly, too, now it says.
John Kelly was the chief of staff, right?
Right.
Okay. Well, good.
John Kelly, another retired general, has jumped in on behalf of his old buddy Jim Mattis. But Kelly's another general who said nothing about Mike Flynn.
Yeah.
We got to remind ourselves about those guys, too.
What do you mean said nothing about Mike Flynn? Didn't denounce it or knew about it?
I think so, yeah.
God. Jeez. Real fuck up electing this Trump. You know, it's a tremendous fuck up.
John Allen. This tweet fooled me. Yet another liberal crybaby wailing about threats to democracy. Oh, sorry. I meant retired United States Marine Corps four-star general John Allen.
Damn. So he's coming out against what Trump did to the protesters in D.C.
He excoriated Trump's threats to use military on protesters and his controversial church photo op, writing that his actions may well signal the beginning of the end of the American experiment.
Well, yeah.
The former commander of American forces in Afghanistan, former special presidential envoy for the Global Coalition to Counter ISIS.
Jeez.
Under the Obama administration, he wrote an op-ed saying that to even the casual observer.
Uh-oh. Looks like there's an invader here. Is the S word?
To even the casual observer, Monday was awful for the United States and its democracy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
His comments come after President Trump declared himself your president of law and order as peaceful protesters just out the White House gates were dispersed with gas flashbangs and rubber bullets.
Yeah.
So Trump could visit a nearby church.
Yeah, he got to walk over there. He got to walk over there like a big man.
He remained at the boarded up building for a matter of minutes before returning to the White House. And there was no plan. They didn't know. Nobody knew anything. That's why he was standing there like, I don't know, should I stand
like
here?
Looking like a lunatic.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is Hope Hicks's idea, right?
Yeah, allegedly the execution wasn't exactly how she had intended it.
Yes,
but once
yes.
he got it in his craw, he was like, "I'm going now,"
right?
Because he was getting pissed at Bunker Bitch trending and Bunker Boy and Bunker President.
He couldn't live with that.
He was irate, and then came up with the lie that he went down to inspect it. Because of all the shit going on. He did not get enough mockery for that yesterday.
No, he did not. I mean.
But nobody believed it also.
Yeah.
I went down to inspect.
Inspect it? And what do you know about bunkers? Shitler, what do you know about anything? Here's what you know about. You know about Ivanker. You know about Happy Meals. You know about raping. What else does he know about? Putin's dick?
He said Donald Trump isn't religious. No need of religion and doesn't care about the devout except insofar as his political needs. The president failed to project any of the higher emotions or leadership desperately needed in every quarter of this nation during this dire moment.
Shit.
We know why he did all this on Monday. He even said while holding the Bible and standing in front of the church, it was about MAGA. making America great again.
Damn. Oh, man.
He said he watched Monday's events unfold with horror. He told Christiane Amanpour on CNN.
Right, right.
This is what happens in authoritarian regimes. This is what happens in illiberal regimes. It doesn't happen in the United States, and we shouldn't tolerate it.
And it's scary because, no, he's right. It should not be tolerated. But it has been. It has been tolerated. We knew those kids, the zero tolerance shit. We know those private detention centers are chock full of people. We know.
Got impeached.
You know, I mean, I'm just saying
we're not tolerating it. I mean, as much as we can, we got to get rid of these people.
Yeah.
In a tsunami in right. November. And, you know, if they try to steal the election, then we got to talk about other means. But I mean, I think this should tell them what's going on right now.
Yeah.
Should warn the fuck out of them.
Yeah.
What would happen if Trump tried to.
Who is them? Is it? Do you think it's the Trump administration?
Yeah, yeah. Like Barr the rest of them around him.
Yeah, yeah.
Who are not going to want to go to jail for him.
Yeah. Which I think would be most of them, right? I mean, they're all scumbags. Yeah, are they? Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's some ideologues in there that really believe in
but
this
Trump will throw them
whacked
under the
out cause
in
yeah.
a microsecond.
Right.
He'll throw them all in jail to stay out of jail.
Yeah.
Undoubtedly. And
you
know, he'll think of that. He'll try to, you know, he'll try to point to other people.
We got to worry about this country if he doesn't go to jail, Trump. You know, I mean, we got to worry about it. If he gets elected again, we really have to worry. But, you know, if he doesn't go to jail, it really sends a horrific message that you can just do this.
And the kids.
Oh, yeah.
Or at the very least, destroy that fucking Trump empire. Rip that name off of every building in the on the planet.
Take their money.
Because he, the opposite of what will happen with Obama. There'll be statues to Obama, and everything Trump will be purged.
Right. I wonder what's going to, I mean, surely we're not going to have a Trump library. If you put a Trump library up, man, that shit's getting burnt down.
If a former president goes to jail for, I mean, decades of corruption and money laundering and treason and everything horrific, rape.
We don't know what it looks like.
Does one? Nixon got a library.
But he was pardoned, you know. I mean, we don't, I mean, the thing is, it's crazy about this. We don't know what any of this looks like.
Yeah, right.
We're in a part where we don't.
Thanks for an original script for once, Trump.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
Shit. You said scripts, and I read this thing in Salon, and it had an article about how most crime dramas demonize protesters, and not only do we watch a media that has over the years kind of demonized protesters of like anarchists and whatever, you never really hear about what they're talking about. All you see is broken glass and tear gas and, you know, chaos. But it's the same thing with our like Law and Order, you know, and NCIS and all these other shows. We're just programmed to think that speaking out and standing up for something is fucked up.
Police have launched a review after a protester captured in a dramatic viral picture how the cops were firing weapons around him and his 2-year-old son. One officer allegedly threatened to spray tear gas at the little boy, a 2-year-old. Why is your 2-year-old at the protests, for one? But,
you know,
I'm not going to shame him for that.
No, because that argument is out there.
As a parent, I would be afraid.
Absolutely.
For my child's life. I mean, I'm not trying to shame him for that, but.
That cop.
I wouldn't do that.
Fuck these
not
pigs.
Not these. Not with these.
No.
Yeah,
way.
Not with these pigs out.
Yeah.
Dante Parks attended a peaceful protest in Long Beach, California, with his toddler son.
I've seen this one. I've had arguments on Facebook about this one.
Well, they're saying that he's not aiming at, he's aiming in a different direction is their favorite argument.
He lives
right?
outside that building, I think. I think I saw that. I think that's his apartment.
Video footage shared, this is the son. Cops can be seen loading weapons and firing bullets all around them, while in another, fellow protesters can be heard begging cops not to gas the child, saying, "What's the matter with you? You're a monster. You're really going to gas this child? What about your child?"
I mean, you know, these protests are peaceful until these cops start doing their shit.
In a statement, the Popo said, the Long Beach Police Department is aware of the image posted to social media of a crowd control police officer and a man with a child on his shoulders during Sunday's civil unrest.
See how they're framing it? See how they're fucking framing it?
We agree the image is disturbing, and we all share the community's concerns for the safety of the child, peaceful demonstrators, and the officers. While the review of the incident is underway, we do know that this image was taken at the time that violent disruptors were throwing bottles and pyrotechnics that could cause great bodily injury to anyone in the area. We are reviewing all of the related video footage to determine the facts of the situation. The item depicted in the image is a less than lethal launcher. 2 feet
Bullshit.
In front of them, though.
Bull fucking shit.
Well, and it's 2 feet in front of them.
Fuck these cops. Fuck these cops. And you. Listen, it's a protest, but it's a peaceful protest. That cop is in the wrong. That fucking cop.
And
is in
yeah,
the
and here's
wrong.
The problem. They're not discerning between protesters and looters, even though they know the difference.
Yeah,
it's not like they can't tell who's who.
Right.
I'm thinking yes. The guy with the toddler on his shoulders probably didn't loot the kid.
Why are they, why are they shooting at medics? Why are they going
that story we read yesterday.
Why are they doing that?
The guy that was trying to be a medic, help people.
And you know, you fucking pigs, when you do things to try to hijack a protest by kneeling and hugging and all this other fucking bullshit, shove it up your fucking ass. Do not, this is, they. Why do they want to make it about them? I don't understand that.
Well, they're trying to lull people into false sense of security.
that's what is going on in this fucking city, by the way. By the fucking way. These protesters at this graffiti bridge, they've asked the mayor to come down and participate and get in on the dialogue of what this community needs to fix their fucking dirty ass cops. You know what the mayor does instead? Hey, we'll bring barbecue down there. We'll have a barbecue thing. I'll hijack the event. It'll be a nice photo op. Nobody wants a photo op with cops. Society needs cops to stay the fuck away.
So that's their police are investigating, you know, wink, wink.
Yeah.
They already said, but this is an area of civil unrest. And we're just, I don't know how many compilations we're up to. There's one journalist who they're trending all over the place.
Had put
together, last I saw, three that were each 2-3 minutes long of compilations of videos of cops brutalizing peaceful protesters. These aren't them going after looters. These aren't cops bringing down people that are throwing bricks at them. These are people that have their hands up. These are people that aren't looking in their direction, and they knock them down with a full swing of a riot shield or something.
You know, it's odd. These cops, I mean, they honestly, the armor they have, the shields and the helmets and all the fucking bullshit and the gloves and the boots and all this shit. And it's funny to me that they are trying to appear as the sympathetic characters in this thing we're seeing, when in fact they're the antagonist. They're the antagonizers.
Right.
They're doing the bad shit. We all see that, unless you're a fucking racist.
Did you see Lisa Murkowski is quote concerned?
Oh yeah, Lisa Murkowski's concerned. Everybody, oh shit.
And when asked if she still supports the president, she says, "I'm struggling."
You know who else was struggling? You know, he was struggling for 9 minutes before that fucking pig lynched him in public for everybody to fucking see. That guy was struggling. The guy jogging was struggling. Fuck her.
Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska broke with many of her Republican colleagues applauding an op-ed by General James Mattis that condemned Trump's actions this week.
Yes.
When I saw General Mattis's comments yesterday, I felt like perhaps we're getting to a point where we can be more honest with the concerns that we might hold internally and have the courage of our own convictions to speak up. Meanwhile, the other headline, Republican senators shrug off Mattis's criticism of Trump. It's his opinion.
Oh, yeah.
That's his opinion.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. Is there a worse Senate? Have we seen, well, the Senate, they approved the bullshit action into Iraq. That's a pretty bad fucking Senate. But this fucking Senate sucks.
But that was everybody.
Yeah. It was a bad Congress and a bad fucking Senate.
Wasn't Bernie the only one who said no in the Senate?
Yep.
And then I forget her name. Oh, it's irritating me now. She's a hero. The one, she's still a congresswoman.
Robert Byrd dissented, didn't he? For the Iraq thing.
Was Robert Byrd still?
I swear to God.
He might have been. He was 175 when he left the Senate.
I mean, he didn't have the best history, but he said no, I think. Please.
She said, Senator Murkowski, I was really thankful. I thought General Mattis's words were true and honest, necessary and overdue. I've been struggling for the right words. You liar. I was encouraged a couple of nights ago when I was able to read what President Bush had written. And I found that to be empowering for me as one leader. You're not a leader. You're a representative.
Yeah.
Murkowski, a Republican who has demonstrated an independent voting streak in the Senate, told reporters she's still struggling with the decision about whether she will support Trump in November.
Struggling.
I'm struggling with it. I've struggled with it for a long time. I think you know that. I didn't support the president in the initial election, and I work hard to try to make sure that I'm able to represent my state well, and I'm able to work with any administration and any president. He is our duly elected president. I will continue to work with him. I will continue to work with this administration, but I think right now, as we are all struggling to find ways to express the words that need to be expressed appropriately, questions about who I'm going to vote for, not going to vote for, I think, are distracting at the moment.
Jeez, are you struggling for any words right now? I am not. Go fuck yourself. There's
whether
some
words. I like Trump?
Go fuck Trump. Murkowski is Alaska, right?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, why don't you tell your state why there's such a huge uptick in the COVID, you lunatic?
Well, and now suddenly, there's a great tweet. Is this Sam Stein? No, Sam Stein said something else. But somebody said there are 33 bones in most people's spine, and somehow Grassley found his last one because Chuck Grassley, Skeksis, 1,000-year-old senator from Iowa,
right,
who talks like this, you know?
Yeah.
There have been questions about, like, why has he been so spineless with all these inspectors general? Because he's been like the king of the inspectors general. This has been one of his, like, his career things, is creating
since
these offices.
Trump?
No, in general, back then, 1,000 years.
Yeah, I mean,
he's been.
I'm sure he cared about it when Obama was president, but I'm just wondering, does he give a fuck? Since
well, Obama
Trump has
wasn't.
Been?
Firing them.
Yeah, yeah.
That were looking into him.
Yeah, but he's been quiet, though, for sure.
Right, right. Until now. Grassley, Senator Chuck Grassley, a longtime advocate for government accountability and the role of inspectors general, is refusing to advance certain nominees until the White House provides adequate reasons for the termination of the intelligence community and State Department inspectors general.
They're gunning our government, right?
The escalation, they're gutting the watchdogs.
Yeah.
The escalation followed a recent letter from the White House counsel, which failed to address the statutory requirement that the president provide written reasons supporting decisions to remove inspectors general. That one guy was the guy that Trump doesn't even, I don't even know him. I don't even know him. Mike Pompeo asked me to fire him, so I was like, fucking fire him.
So that's a problem, right? Because if he says on record, or I guess it's just he said it to the press, that he doesn't know the guy, then how would he provide the written record?
Exactly.
Explaining why he wanted
right.
him fired.
Grassley will not consider the nomination of Christopher Miller to be director of the National Counterterrorism Center until the White House explains why Intelligence Community Inspector General Michael Atkinson was terminated. Grassley will not consider the nomination of Marshall Billingsley, who... to be the Undersecretary for Arms Control and International Security at State Department until sufficient reasons are provided for the determination of the State Department. Inspector General Steve Linick.
I mean, we need to know. Well, why do they have that law that you have to write it up? I mean, why do you have to? I wonder.
Well, you have to provide reasons to prevent shit like this from happening.
Yeah.
There's checks and balances so that we don't
right.
have some fucking king just firing people because they're investigating his people.
You know, I don't know if I don't know. It just seems like the problem with Schindler is our government is not set up to deal with someone who doesn't care about doing the right thing or doesn't have an agenda or is I'm just searching for the words because, you know, surely we've had lots of corrupt presidents, right? We've had lots of corrupt sure. Republican presidents, right?
But and Democratic presidents.
Yeah, yeah, but there's something there, right? There's something that they do differently than Trump did that makes them maybe kind of manageable. Like Trump, you can't manage right. him because he doesn't
Well, many
give
of them
fuck.
Have at least respect for the office.
Or they
and for the system. They're not going in. Trump was Jebediah Bush said it. Trump is the chaos candidate, and if we elect him, we're going to regret it for the next yeah. several years.
Maybe the difference is W lied us into a war, but he did it in such a way that you could kind of justify it. Like he justified it in a way like somebody like a Colin Powell could do some right wing nut job brain jujitsu and go along with it and all this other shit. Trump would just be like, hey, we're going to go bomb the fuck out of Iraq. Who cares? And I guess, God, they're both shitty, though, aren't they?
Yeah.
Jeez. What a crappy country.
What does this mean?
I don't know.
The first of all, who is Hogan Gidley? Hogan Gidley, deputy assistant to the president and principal deputy press secretary. So he's a mouthpiece.
Hogan Gidley.
When asked about what are the limits for use of military to deal with nationwide unrest? Hogan Gidley said,
"Diddley,
he said Giggly, Gidley." Hogan Gidley.
From now on this show, it's Hogan Gidley.
Said all options are on the table.
Wait, dealing with what?
Military dealing with unrest. So Ted Lieu just tweeted,
yeah.
Representative of California, dear Deputy Assistant Gidley. What the fuck do you mean? Are you going to use tanks on Americans, Apache helicopters, F-15 fighter jets, bayonets, machine guns? The phrase all options are on the table for military is a phrase for our enemies. Americans are not the enemy.
No, they are. They absolutely are in this administration. He said it. He said it. The press is the enemy of the people. He said Trump retweeted somebody that said a dead Democrat is a good Democrat, right? He said that so many words.
And this echoes Tom Cotton saying, don't give any quarter. That means you shoot and kill. You don't take prisoners.
And Tom Cotton knows what that means, right?
He was in the military.
Yeah.
I tweeted earlier. Has anybody ever looked into Tom Cotton for war crimes over in Iraq? Because If he's feverishly fapping to the thought of killing American citizens, what did he do to the Iraqis when no one was looking?
Feverishly fapping is excellent alliteration.
Thank you.
That is excellent. And no one wants to look into Tom Cotton, I'm sure, physically. What a piece of shit.
And Hogan giggling.
Hogan Diddley. Hogan Diddley.
Hogan Diddley referred to Trump as the healer in chief.
Healer. Wait. If you mean heal like you bow to someone or do what someone says, yes, he's the healer in chief to Putin. Absolutely, he heals to Putin.
Or the lifts that he wears.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he has lifts.
That's what they're speculating is why he's standing so weird also, because he's... You know, when you get older, you shrink a little bit.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
he's probably upset that he's losing some heightage and is you know,
is a man,
now he's got like Prince shoes on.
You know, it's I can't think of a worse toxic masculinity thing going on. This guy is president. He wants to appear manly, but still he does this weird shit to his face, which, you know, however you want to say how that is manly, I don't know. You know what I mean? There's not a lot that you would consider classically manly about him, I guess. You know what I mean? He just doesn't seem...
About Trump?
Yeah.
Fuck no, it's the same faux manliness like Reagan.
And if
Reagan was a pampered fucking Hollywood actor.
Oh, yeah.
He lived in the Hollywood Hills with a swimming pool and servants and shit. And then all of a sudden they think he's like the cowboy that he was in the movies.
You know, I do you think a lot of it was with Reagan? People just didn't like, and by people, I mean these asshole, racist, white, fuck stick, evangelical, corporatist, dick bags, fuckheads. They didn't like the direction Jimmy Carter was pushing the country. Yeah, like,
well, yeah,
getting out of the oil thing.
Jimmy Carter was handed a shit souffle of what was going on in the world with the oil crisis and all that stuff going on.
I think we need to give Jimmy Carter some troops and have him take over D.C. He was an admiral, dude. He was an admiral. He ran a submarine, right? That's got to be tough.
Yeah, one person tweeted, isn't that the phrase we use to describe policy options on North Korea and Iran? All options around the table.
Yeah. And you said we meant to talk about this yesterday, and I saw a little article about this. Listen, dude, what is up with these cops?
Oh, yeah, I've got that here.
It kind of fits
in, more about that
into what you're saying. I mean, they're talking about insane military action against us, the people. And at the same point, who the fuck has a secret police? Like, is that some, that's got to be some Blackwater bullshit, right?
It says, William Barr's vast nameless army is being brought to bear on D.C. protesters. Federal law enforcement officers are operating on American streets without identification.
What kind of person does this then? What kind of person is going to be a Bill Barr secret police bitch?
North of a police line in the White House, there were people wearing different uniforms, agents wearing generic outfits, sometimes appeared to be just t-shirts under their protective gear that gave no indication of even their department or military branch.
Jeez.
William Barr is leading this aggressive response that has brought in an alphabet soup of law enforcement agencies to guard federal property and suppress unrest. The FBI, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives, Drug Enforcement Administration, U.S. Marshals, the Federal Bureau of Prisons, those Department of Justice, Bureau of Prisons. You know what prison guards are like.
They're assholes.
And what a DEA agent, what do all these people, what do they know about dealing with crowd control?
And
They don't. They're some of them are fucking assholes.
So I'm confused. So all these people that you're describing make up the secret police.
I'm not done. Homeland Security, DC Metro Police, Capitol Police, Federal Protective Services, the Secret Services, and the District of Columbia National Guard are all the ones out there.
You know, I know a person that was in jail for a bit, and, you know, he would have packages sent to him. And what happens is these guards go through the packages, and they look for shit they might like, and they take them.
Oh, yeah.
And you can go fuck yourself. I mean, what the fuck?
Michael Bromwich, former Inspector General to the Justice Department,
yes,
who oversaw internal investigations, says that allowing federal law enforcement officers to operate anonymously creates a huge problem for oversight. Do you think?
Yeah, duh, yes. So Bill Barr wants a body that he can say, "Hey, go crack some skulls over here." And there's no,
well, right, and how? Who do I complain about?
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Who would you complain to?
Who are they held accountable to? How can you, if there's, how do I identify the officer that violated my rights?
I don't know.
Hmm.
That's a good question.
One would think they don't care about that.
That's a good fucking question.
It completely undermines the ability to hold law enforcement personnel who engage in misconduct accountable.
I mean, you barely can anyway, right?
You've got to know who they are, at least which agency they represent.
I mean, with the info you have now, I mean, my God, you can see a cop tear gas someone in the face on video, and it's still like pulling teeth to get anything.
But he is saying, this officer is saying, though, you know, that these are different times, and we've got everybody on video now. We've got all your faces on video. We'll find out who you are.
Yeah. You know, but what do you do about them? I mean, you find out who they are, I guess. Someone would then arrest them, I guess. You know, I mean, it is kind of a weird thing. Like, how do you fucking deal with a secret police force?
The Justice Department has downplayed concerns. Federal government agents refuse to identify their agency.
Oh, yeah. What a shocker.
I could understand why some of these individuals simply wouldn't want to tell people about who they are.
Is that Bill Barr?
Yeah.
Well, listen, if you're doing something that you're ashamed of, then maybe you shouldn't be doing it. Or if you're... why do we have secret police? I mean, what the fuck? It sounds so evil, doesn't it?
During the Obama administration, DOJ sent a letter to the Ferguson Police Department in Missouri, saying that allowing officers to work anonymously creates mistrust and undermines accountability. It conveys a message to community members that through anonymity, officers may seek to act with impunity.
Oh, shit. Hmm. But they already do. And so what? This is that on steroids? And imagine, I don't know what the culture inside the secret police is. Do you think it's one of understanding, and do you think they see everybody as like perpetrators? I mean, what is
it's we're all animals to them.
I mean, the cops they serve and protect, right?
No, they haven't done that.
Well, okay,
I don't know when they've done that,
but like what
they serve the corporate fascist state and protect rich people's property.
And this secret police, I guess they run around licking Billy Barr's nuts.
An After Action reported the police response to the Ferguson demonstrations, that former members of law enforcement co-authored, said that the removal of nameplates defeated an essential level of on-scene accountability that is fundamental to the perception of procedural justice and legitimacy.
Right. So, I mean, a secret police guy, I mean, how would they even approach you? Like, let's say you're outside at a protest. You're marching, you're waving a sign. The secret police comes up to you and say, hey, I'm going to zip tie your hands. Come with me. And then you say, okay, who are you? What are you arresting me for? What agency
you're with? Yeah.
How does someone call and find out where I get bailed out from? Are you just going to beat the shit out of me in a truck and throw me in a pond or some shit like that?
So there you go. That's the headline over at one of the headlines at the HuffPo, William Barr, Justice Department.
God damn.
Has his creepy unidentified popo out, and when asked about it, Barr doesn't give one fuck.
He didn't fucking care.
I get why they don't want to identify them. Yeah.
I saw Chris Murphy wanted to introduce legislation about this. I mean, I think
there's going to be a lot of legislation.
What are you going to do with it until we vote these fuckheads out? But I imagine Mitch McConnell likes this. I imagine most Republicans. I mean, we have no reason to think Republicans aren't down with the secret police. They don't fucking care about this shit.
In a Real Clear Politics polling average, Trump is now just about 8 points behind Biden in the average.
That's bad for Trump, right?
It says when you scratch deeper than the national head-to-head polling, his numbers have turned from mixed to bleak.
Damn!
According to Axios.
Bleak is negative!
Per a Quinnipiac poll released yesterday,
Quinnipiac.
Trump and Biden are tied in Texas.
Oh, Oh, I bet Bunker Bitch is having a shit day, right?
And Ohio.
Oh, damn. Damn.
Pollster's also having him losing badly in Wisconsin.
Holy shit, Bunker Bitch.
And losing in Arizona. Ooh. Both states he needs to win.
Listen, Bunker Bitch, you got to do, you're losing, Bunker Bitch is losing Texas and Arizona. That's amazing, right?
So top Republicans are saying Trump's handling of the nation's civil unrest, including the hasty photo op at St. John's, make them much more worried about his chance of reelection than they were a week ago, according to Axios.
Are they worried that he'll get elected again or that he won't get elected?
That he won't.
God, what is wrong with the, I don't care what party they're at. They're crazy.
Yesterday, advisors admit was inarguably brutal with, Defense Secretary Esper dissenting from Trump's use of active duty troops, and Mattis excoriating Trump as divisive, immature, and a violator of the Constitution who must be held to account.
Yeah. Mattis is saying Trump has to be held accountable for what he's doing? Or he needs to be held accountable to the Constitution?
Both. Trump is sending a clear, consistent signal that in the 5 months remaining between, this is from Politico.
Yes.
In the 5 months remaining between now and Election Day, Trump will be singularly focused on his core supporters whatever energizes them the most.
Ah, that's bad. See, I think that's bad.
The base only strategy is a gamble for Trump, whose campaign spent much of the year trying to build up goodwill with suburban swing voters, knowing that their disapproval alone can cost him reelection. But the base is also his safe space.
Oh, my God. I'm vomiting all over my pop screen.
But given his slumping poll numbers with independents, senior citizens, suburban women, and even his core white evangelical base.
Oh, vomit.
That is probably his only option left.
Shit, man. That is so crazy.
Strap in, everybody. He's going to do the craziest of the crazy to try to get his base to somehow...
What would that be? I mean, what's left? It's nuts.
Strap in, man.
Yeah. I mean, really, I mean, it's things are nuts
and
now,
with
man.
Barr is all in. Barr's not going to protect the country. Barr's not going to protect anything.
No, he doesn't give a shit. He's just a bag of shitty skin and some probably horribly overtaxed organs, I would guess. It's so depressing. You know, it's, I mean, you know, if you looked at 2020 right now and you were writing out little note cards, you were making a screenplay of 2020, just outlining the major plot points, right? You would have a note card that said pandemic. You would have a note card that says, George Floyd, Ahmaud Arbery, all this racial stuff, cop violence.
Right.
Depression, unemployment. What else? I mean, what else? We got hurricane seasons coming up.
Oh my God. Somebody unearthed a quote from a Trump interview in 1990 talking about Tiananmen Square.
Oh shit.
When the students poured into Tiananmen Square, the Chinese government almost blew it. Then they were vicious. They were horrible. But they put it down with strength. That shows you the power of strength. Our country is right now perceived as weak, as being spit on by the rest of the world.
That's in 1990. So
he was on the side of Chinese running over peaceful protesters with tanks.
So, like, you know...
And killing people.
What happened?
People were killed in Tiananmen Square. Yeah.
I mean, people have died in these protests, you know? I mean, what happens when a bunch of guardsmen just open up on protesters?
Well, that's it. It's good. We're going to have a Kent State. We're going to have especially with these Blackwater goons out there.
Is that who these Secret Service people are? That's all I can imagine, right?
Well, you know,
I mean,
we don't know.
They're mercenaries. If you, you know, this is a dumb thing, but I would think... It would require a modicum of introspection. But if you're a ruler, a president somewhere, and you find yourself saying to your attorney general, you know, I could really use a secret police force right now. Then you failed. Then you're not doing good. The presence of secret police means your state is in a shitty spot. It's not going well.
You're right.
I don't know. What are they?
Barr is saying there was no correlation between his decision to clear Lafayette Square and the president's walk through the park a few minutes later.
Hey, Barr, we're not. I mean,
this is unreal what is happening. And then they're really doing this. There was no tear gas. It's you're lying.
These have aren't the droids that? You're looking for. No,
fucking,
I didn't see that.
Fourth Reich Barbie is all on top of that.
What does her husband say?
That they're. Fourth Reich Barbie is, or Ingram.
Oh, God damn. That's Laura Ingram.
But yeah, it's,
sorry. I got,
it's
mine.
Just literal. What you're looking at, you didn't see.
That's insane.
Yeah. Michelle Cinder, I think she's with PBS now, reporter.
Yes.
Great reporter. She's like, I was there. There was gas. Right. I was there.
I think you can see the gas in the pictures and the coverage. You can see, I mean, does Bill Barr think he's talking to Donald Trump when he's talking to journalists and the American people? I mean, we're not stupid. The president, however you feel about his intellect, whatever. But we're not fucking idiots.
It's just batshit.
I mean, why deny it at this point? I mean, you know, it's the part of the horror movie where no one can deny that there's an axe murderer running around in the backyard and he's... You know, trying to come, he's chopping the door down right now. There's no denying the axe murderers out there. We're in it, right? Why deny the tear gas? What power would we have? What do you do? Condemn Bill Barr? Or?
He's playing to his base. He'll believe him no matter what.
They like it. They like it.
Now they're probably going to say, well, you know, the media is putting special effects in there to make the president look like he's lying.
DreamWorks is
I'm sure
doing this.
All the JEWSs in Hollywood.
Oh yes, yes, yes. Jeez, God.
I mean, just wait. It's going to be insane as things get worse and worse for him. And is Lisa Murkowski the crack in the dike, or is is she just gonna go away as usual?
I mean, I don't know.
Susie Collins gonna clutch her pearls for five seconds and then vote for anything he wants again?
The thing about these Republicans, if they're going to come out against Trump or not, I think about it like this. You look at what's happening in the news. Are you horrified? Yeah. Are you fucking pissed? Are you enraged? You know, that you can barely stand it, right? All this stuff should enrage normal people. You know, unless I'm missing something. So, like, how do politicians who, by the nature of who they are outspoken people, how do they sit there? How do they sit on their hands and not give a fuck? I don't understand that. I don't understand, like, how somebody in that party can sit there and not give a fuck about this. This should enrage us.
New York State judge,
yes,
has ruled that the NYPD can now keep anyone, police or protesters, arrested for curfew and criminal looters, detained for over 24 hours.
Oh, God. I wonder what judge. Is that one of these appointed judges by?
It says New York State judge. These are extraordinary times. It's a crisis within a crisis.
Shit, man. Wait. That makes no sense. These are extraordinary times. We're in a crisis. What we're going to do is hold people. We're going to detain people longer. How does that make the least bit of sense with the coronavirus in these prisons and jails? That's insane. It's bananas. They just don't want people in the streets. They don't want protesters. These Republicans, all they give a fuck about is getting the businesses open. They don't want to deal with this racial shit. They don't want to deal with injustice and inequality. They don't want to deal with a pandemic. They want cogs out there working at Starbucks, getting sick, making the economy go, helping the stock market. They don't fucking care.
Amy Cooper has her dog back.
Okay. Oh my God, you know, man. Okay. Here's how my brain will square that. The dog must like it. Right? Right? I mean,
her dog walker said she was, you know, ordinarily God. a good parent, except for this one time when she almost hanged her dog while she was trying to order the lynching of a black man.
The dog doesn't know that Amy Cooper is a murderous racist, right? And all the dog knows is, where's my owner? I miss my owner. I'm panicking. Ugh, okay. Good for the dog.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. God, look at that hour gone like that.
Oh, my God. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you spend, we get a big fat fucking chunk of. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter.
Tomorrow's Faithless Friday.
Wait. There's Jesus.
Eon.
Is there God stuff still? Or is there God? Or God there?
No God. That doesn't go away.
Oh, okay. You there, Jesus? Or you just, what are you doing up there, jacking off?
So I guess even Dilly.
Oh my fucking God.
Can respond to a little bit of backlash because the last. That we talked about, we played the clip where Dilly's locked and loaded, talking about all of the people like him that are just waiting on Trump.
Hell yeah, motherfucker!
To say the word.
Life coach. This guy's a life coach, right?
He is.
Oh, okay. Is he accepting new clients?
Oh my God, Rick Wiles too is.
Oh God,
Rick
all the
Wiles
nutballs
is out there. We've got
the nutballs must love this gassing and the violence and the secret police and the thugs and the jackboots. Seems to be jacking off.
Deanna Lorraine. This is the Right Wing Watch has a lot of clips today. This is great.
Deanna Lorraine.
This is a short one, Deanna.
Right.
You just simply can't be on the left anymore and be ignorant to what that really means, because this is what it means. You're endorsing this behavior, and we cannot have this behavior endorsed. We simply can't. We can't. We need to have this behavior called out and condemned and stopped. If there's one institution that should be burnt down, it should be Hollywood. Hollywood.
And that's, we have to stop this.
Yeah.
But if we should burn anything, it should be Hollywood.
Hey, Deanna Lorraine, if you want to make a difference, why don't you run for office again? And by the way, asshole, do you watch Netflix? Do you watch Amazon Prime videos? Do you like The Walking Dead or anything like that? Hollywood makes those, and you watch them, and you enjoy it. So go fuck yourself.
Hollywood.
Right.
Because Walking Dead's shot in Atlanta, right? All over Georgia.
Yeah, well, and all the rednecks are like, hell yeah, I love all them guys on Walking Dead. They're all British dickheads.
Burnt down, it should be Hollywood. Hollywood, you. I'm okay with it being burned down because it is satanic.
It is satanic.
Is she not running for? Was she not running to represent some part of California?
Yeah,
I mean, it's
San Francisco.
Oh, San Francisco. Okay, it's an odd thing. You want to run as a politician in this country, but you're advocating for part of the country to be burnt. That's bizarre.
Deanna Lorraine.
She's wacky, man.
She's into Q now, and
hell
she's,
yeah,
she's got a nice show going.
Yeah, I just hate all these wacko fuck right wing nut jobs. They're just,
well,
God,
ringing in on what's going on with these protests. I know you've been wondering. Mark Taylor, former firefighter, current prophet for profit.
Eat my dick,
Mark Taylor. Here he is on the McFiles on Christopher McDonald's show.
Aw, shit, Pat. Fuck yes. I TiVo this.
This meeting of the mindless.
Oh, yeah.
Here he is talking about what's going on with these protests and everything, the root cause of it.
There's another reason why these riots are taking place, guys. Again, God was warning about this for 4 years. the riots are taking place is because they also don't want the first. This is not racist. This is just.
Oh, shit.
Strap in.
Oh, I love when they say this. Okay. I will bet you $50,000 million that he's going to say something racist, Pat.
They also don't want the first. This is not racist. This is just fact. They don't want the first black president being prosecuted and having his legacy destroyed when the corruption comes out, but it's also keeping the truth from coming out.
This is QAnon shit. These riots are a distraction to keep Obama from getting arrested.
Dude, hey, Prophet Mark Taylor, are you God, that dog is so relaxed right now. Shelby, do you have any idea what's going on in the country? Okay. This Mark Taylor, did he miss the part where people in the Trump administration are jacking off to the idea of sending in Apache helicopters and shooting us and fucking us up? Does that bug him or
no?
But Obama, right?
It's Obama's fault. Yeah,
but it's also keeping the truth from coming out. But there's also a very real thing here to try to put the pressure on the president not to prosecute the first black president. And I got news for him. Nothing's going to stop what's coming for Obama. Nothing.
Nothing is going to stop what's coming through Obama?
Yeah, I thought that's what he said.
What a weirdo. You right-wing nut jobs. Oh, yeah, you're racist. Like, this is an amazing exercise in racism here, right? I mean, let me ask you something. What would Jane Elliott say to this fuckhead, Mark Taylor? Would, you know?
Look up Jane Elliott.
Oh, man.
I watch Jane Elliott videos. She's amazing.
Yeah. But this is amazing racism, right? I mean, all this horrible shit. Trump is doing all this horrible shit. But this guy is able to say, but Obama. And the only reason the truth isn't coming out about Obama is because we don't want to ruin the legacy of a black president.
Here's Bill Mitchell, the guy who
that's rich,
who looks like Nazi Max Headroom
on
his YouTube show.
Google Max Headroom.
And Obama and Biden really did nothing in 8 years for the black community. They try to say there's systemic racism, and my response is, well, you know, if there is, then why does that exist after 8 years of Obama? In 8 years,
how can there still be racism after you had a brown one as president?
You know, really, this guy needs Jane Elliott, because what I think Jane Elliott would teach this dickhead is that the thing with racism is black people can't take a break from being black, right? Like, racism always exists.
Right.
And this dickhead can complain about being oppressed and whatever bullshit he's dealing with. He can always take a break from it.
Then why does that exist after 8 years of Obama and 8 years of Biden? Yeah, it's not because of Trump. Trump is making it better. He's making a bad situation better because he is for equality amongst the races.
Guy, you know, it's like listening to dudes like this. He is for equality amongst the in his brain. He's like, should I say the N-word? They might like it. They might like it. Or, you know.
And I know you were wondering what Josh Bernstein was thinking.
The Black Lives Matter movement in and of itself is racist. Why? Very simple. Because they are segregating themselves, saying what? That only Black Lives Matter.
It's not what they're saying.
It's like...
They're saying Black Lives Matter 2 is what they're trying to say. That black lives matter. They're not saying black lives matter more. When you say white lives matter, you're saying white lives matter more.
Well, and also, if he said white lives matter, I think that would be an honest thing for him to say about himself, right? He believes.
Segregating themselves, saying what? That only black lives matter. White lives don't matter. So if they believe that they are equal and that all lives matter, then maybe they ought to change their symbol and their, you know, hashtag, if you will, to all lives matter. Because you know what? All lives do matter.
Not to you. Not to you!
Liar.
Yeah, not all lives matter. I mean, the all lives matter thing, the most appropriate rebuttal to that I've heard lately is, if all lives matter, then why won't you wear a mask, you fucking idiot? you asshole. You know what I mean? Wear a mask if all lives matter. So you're not getting people sick. But you don't believe that.
I'm going to save this Rick Wilds for tomorrow. This is insane. Damn
it. Is it good?
We also have Paula White we'll have tomorrow.
Hoopa, ding dogga, slaga, subaba do.
So here is Dilly, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently waddling back his...
Is he upset today, or how's he?
His call to arms.
Oh.
This whole Black Lives Matter thing, okay? I've never even addressed this. I never talked about it. I don't really give a fuck about, like, you want to protest, protest. Go for it. I've advocated for it. I advocate for anybody to go protest because it's your right as a citizen per the Constitution of the United States. So go for it. Go for it. I don't mind. I myself think that there's more to the situation than probably simply protesting, but that's your prerogative, man. I made a video on Monday where I talked about defending this country against rioters, looters, and specifically white liberals who call themselves Antifa. And for some fucking reason, my video was cut up. I'm sure this is totally an accident. It was cut up and put out of context.
Out of context.
Yeah, that's what they say, right?
Right. But
like, you don't know what the context was when I said the N-word or when I said this racist bullshit or this insane QAnon crap.
Some fucking reason, my video was cut up. I'm sure this is totally an accident. It was cut up and put out of context and distributed and associated with BLM, which I was not fucking referencing at any point in the video. And maybe five people out of the millions that saw it were like, this guy never once references black people. No shit. I wasn't talking about black people. Didn't stop him, though. Now I got a bunch of blue checkmark assholes spreading the video around.
Well, wait. Can I ask a question again? And I'm going to bring up Jane Elliott one more time. What would Jane Elliott say he's racist?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, she says we're all racist.
Yeah, yeah. This guy is insane. So he wasn't, what he said earlier this week had nothing to do with race. That's his point.
Right.
Okay.
That he never mentioned race.
Okay. Thank you.
He was mentioning going out and killing Antifa and liberals.
Well, hey, Dilly, if you're upset with Antifa, please send them an email. Just go to their website and go to the contact form, fill it out, send Antifa an email or write them a letter or go to their corporate offices and talk to them.
I'm trying to find that clip from Dilly earlier in the week when he...
God, he's bananas, man. You know, he broadcasts out of his home, right? That's what I think.
Yes.
It looks like. Are his kids at home when he's doing his show? Or are they...
I don't know.
Do they send them to a friend's house?
I think he's divorced, so he probably shares custody or...
You know, you really have to look at this life coaching industry. Do we have any regulatory shit on... life coaching? I mean, is there anyone out there that says that there's a watchdog group for people that maybe shouldn't be life coaches that are?
I doubt it.
Is it like the wild fucking West?
Yeah, I mean, I doubt it.
If anyone is listening to the Crab Diving Podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, the podcasting app.
We're available for life coaching.
We'll life coach the shit out of you.
Yeah.
I don't know what your angle would be, but my angle is going to be less harmful than Dilly's, I would think.
Right, yeah.
I mean, if anybody out there is a client of Dilly and Brendan Dilly is your life coach, get in touch with us. I want to hear what it's like. I'm at Crab Diving. I'm very curious.
This is AstroTurf, okay? This is an AstroTurf wannabe race war. And guess what? It needs to be put down fast. By any means necessary. President Trump, bring on the military. Do what you have to do, okay? Kick ass, take names, and bring law and order back to the United States of America. And for these Antifa dirtbags and Black Lives Matter activists, you come into our red states, we are locked and loaded, okay? You ain't going to do what you're doing in these...
You ain't going to do what you're doing.
Who is this? Scott Baio?
Bernstein.
Oh, Josh Bernstein.
God.
What? No shotgun pump in the middle of that? Please. God, Josh Bernstein is a broadcaster, right?
Yes.
You ain't going to do what you're doing. You know, if you want to be... Josh, what do I know? I'm just a fucking podcaster here, but you might want to say, get into some specifics. It might be more effective, right? You ain't going to do what you're doing.
Yeah, right.
Well, what are you doing? What are they doing that he doesn't like? The dog is done with the show.
So there'll be a shit ton more tomorrow.
Jeez.
A lot of Jesus-y.
Oh, good.
A lot of clips thanks to there's a longer clip of
God, this guy's nuts.
Dilly.
Oh, this is good.
I think he's still on vacation. I don't know where he is. He's not in his usual...
Dilly's on vacation.
He's not in his usual basement.
He did say he was on vacation, didn't
Someone
he?
Should politely explain to Antifa, the most violent Americans, the most violent and willing Americans...
Well, this is the one, I think, that we're talking about.
Haven't even left the couch yet.
Yeah.
The ones that you're fucking with, the ones that you're picking on, are people that just didn't get out of their major liberal city in time. They just didn't get out of your downtown areas. But the ones that you think you want heat from, the most violent and ready to go, the most tactically trained, haven't even got off the couch yet.
So tactically trained.
Oh, shit, man. I'm tactically trained.
You better pray to God. And I mean this literally. Or whoever the fuck it is you pray to. Okay? That Donald J. Trump, President of the United States, and Attorney General Barr clean this up lawfully. Because if for any reason the President of the United States feels that it's not getting done the way it should and decides to put out the tweet that says, my fellow Americans, my fellow 2A loving Americans, it's time to take up arms against these assholes. You are all fucked in under an hour. Under 1 hour, you're done. Every one of you. We're all just at home, hanging out, or we're on vacation like me right now. Watching you idiots behave the way you do, waiting for that one tweet, that one emergency text message from the fucking President of the United States that gives us the green light to finish this entire thing in under an hour. It will not be law enforcement. It will not be one of these slow bureaucratic justice system wheels of justice turning. It'll be a group of people you didn't even know fucking existed because we were at our houses. We got off work, we were with our families, but we were ready for that call. And if that call ever does come, you will be fucked 7 ways from Sunday. So I suggest you back down.
Jeez, that's boy. The tweet that got him kicked off and
put
suspended and shit. And
yay!
That's the one he's referring to that was taken out of context. I just played 2 minutes straight.
How do you... Okay, so okay, good. Jeez, 7 way to Sunday. God, these guys, they really do, they had these murder fantasies or something.
Oh, bigly, yeah.
Do you think these guys that are way into the guns, like Brendan Dilley, they have them, they're in the shower and like they're just sitting there thinking to themselves, they're like, you know, before I condition my hair, I'm going to go through the scenario that some person of color tries to break into my house and, you know, kidnap my nasty children and steal my shitty crap I bought at Target. But then before that happens, I'm breaking out the big guns. I'm gonna blow a hole in your Antifa asshole. Is that what they do? They play that like little playlet over and over, God, that scenario in their head, and they're just shooting ropes of fascist jizz
while they're blowing their colons out, sitting on the toilet, trying to pass four chicken sandwiches from Chick-fil-A. They're sitting there thinking about how their escape routes and what they're gonna where they can put the kill zones. They're just fucking nuts.
They're
out of their minds
and they're violent, right?
Violence porn.
Then this is Trump's base, I think, that we're talking about, right?
There was a quote from a priest I saw. I just wrote down the quote.
Yeah.
This is Trump. This is an awful man waving a book he hasn't read in front of a church he doesn't attend, invoking laws he doesn't understand against fellow Americans he sees as enemies, wielding a military he dodged serving, to protect power he gained via accepting foreign interference, exploiting fear and anger he loves to stoke after failing to address a pandemic he was warned about.
Damn.
And building it all on a bed of constant lies and childish inanity.
Damn! Nice writing.
Father Robert Hendrickson.
Good job. Good job. You know, did you see the challenge out there where you're supposed to go to a place you've never been, and then in front of it, you hold up a book like Trump held up the Bible that you've never read? It's kind of funny.
I have that Trump book.
Yeah, take that Trump
book.
Go
do that, yeah.
Yeah,
Texas Governor Dan Patrick was a lieutenant governor.
Yeah.
Was trending earlier. And you know,
for nothing good.
Dan Patrick is trending, that it's going to be something cross shaped trying to be rammed light speed into your hole.
Right. The speed of light. Warp speed right into the starfish.
So Danny Patrick was on, Fox.
Oh, okay. Good.
And I'm sure this was grudging, but he did acknowledge that we have racism in this country.
I have ran into people. I know people in my life who will say racism doesn't exist.
Yeah.
The fuck? What peyote are they boofing?
We need a culture change to address the racism. You cannot change the culture of the country until you change the character of mankind.
Yes. Okay.
He said, addressing racism is an issue of love that can only be resolved through loving God.
Okay.
I look at this, it breaks my heart what I'm seeing. From the original crime that was committed by the police officer on George Floyd to what's happening in our streets. We have racism in this country, Shannon, but it's really an issue of love. It's loving God. If you cannot love your fellow man, if you don't love God, and we have a country where we've been working really hard, particularly on the left, to kick God out.
Wow.
We need a culture change to address this racism.
So, yeah,
right. But not God.
Right. Well, okay. This is a great point this dick fuck brings up then. So where was God when these racists were saying the N-word above Ahmaud Arbery's while he was dying? Where was God? Why didn't God intercede when this thug cop, had his knee on George Floyd's neck? Where was God then? Where's the love?
Well, and
where's the love?
From the Civil War on, they've used Bible verses to justify keeping black people as slaves.
Oh, yes.
They've used Bible verses to keep black people from getting the right to vote and to keep women from getting the right to vote, BT dubs. So it's just bullshit that all of a sudden religion is going to be the great purveyor of racial equality and justice? Fuck off.
You know, anybody that has said, has tried to say this thing, American exceptionalism exists, you kind of, to buy into that, don't you have to pretend like slavery never happened? Don't you have to pretend that it's 1960s, we had the Civil Rights Movement. Mm-hmm. I mean, gay people just got the right to get married. You know, and I've heard.
And they're still working on that.
Yeah. And we have politicians trying to tell trans people what bathroom to use. We have, there's no exceptionalism here. There is, you know, you're lucky to be a white dude because everybody else gets the shaft.
The lieutenant governor said the crime against Floyd, a black man who was filmed crying out for help as a white police officer pinned him to the ground with a knee to his neck, was a crime against black America, and expressed gratitude that protests for him have been mostly peaceful in Texas.
Okay. Shit. Ian, I don't know, man. It's just not. It's like, if you, I've heard people talk about these protests they've had here in Pensacola, and I've seen some of these old white evangelical types on Facebook. They'll say something like, I'm so proud that the protests have been peaceful down there.
Oh, yeah, that's all over the WEAR-TV Facebook page.
Yeah.
That's the Mobile Sinclair.
Oh, Sinclair.
Station.
Right.
That covers the panhandle here.
Yeah, nobody's talking about the racist pamphlets that were dropped off, that were thrown out of a car.
I looked for that all
like
over the internet. Nobody's
talking about
that. Has nobody put that on the internet? Or
this is, yeah.
That really happened?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, I saw them.
Do we have pictures of the pamphlets?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay. Because I was looking on the internet. I was like, I was trying to find that.
You know, WEAR and the PNJ, not to get too hyper-local here, but the only thing this city cares about, the white money in this city and our fucking politicians, the only thing they fucking care about is reopening this city. They don't give a fuck about anything else and getting everybody back to work. That's all they give a fuck about.
So now there's also Build the Wall was trending, and the two words "Did Mexico" were trending earlier.
Yes.
Because there's reports, not reports, you could see them. There's a giant new fence wall that's gone out around farther around the perimeter of the White House.
Oh, I saw that.
And social media is laughing their asses off because that's the only wall Trump has been able to have built.
Well, don't you think it's important that Bunker Bitch feels safe?
Right.
Do you think Bunker Bitch went to the bunker because he was really concerned about his safety, or did he just want to go down there to hang out because it was he's scared?
Secret Service said, you know, they're pushing on the fences and stuff. Maybe you should go to the bunker. And Trump's like, oh my God, let's go.
God,
they're going to kill me. Let's go. I have no doubt. I have no doubt.
You're in the White House, motherfucker. There's no way is anyone getting through there. Do you think the protesters had a chance to breaching the wall of the White House, running through the driveway, however it works, getting in the White House and then dragging him out? Was there a chance of that?
No.
God.
Unlikely.
Right.
In the Ukraine ongoing conspiracy theory bullshit story.
In the Ukraine, they put their bad politicians in dumpsters.
That would be great, wouldn't it?
Fuck yeah. Oh yeah.
But now it turns out that an audit of thousands of old case files by Ukrainian prosecutors has found no evidence of wrongdoing on the part of Hunter Biden.
Come on.
The former prosecutor general who launched the audit told Reuters.
Damn, this is their thing, though, right?
Yeah.
This is their thing, so what now?
And weren't they asking the Ukrainians to investigate? So the Ukrainians investigated and found zero evidence that Hunter Biden did anything illegal or untoward.
And, you know, if you want to believe the story about how Trump's call wasn't so perfect, and he strong-armed their president saying, hey, if you don't announce an investigation into Hunter Biden, we're going to take your military funding. And Russia's going to own you.
Oh, boy. Ruslan Ryaboshapka.
Nine!
Ryaboshapka.
Yes.
Was the man who would decide whether to launch an investigation into former Vice President Joe Biden, his son.
Right.
President Volodymyr Zelensky described Ryaboshapka as 100% my guy on a call.
Right.
He announced after he took office, the Ryaboshapka guy said that he would be auditing old cases inherited, including those related to Burisma, where Hunter Biden was a board member.
Okay.
The audit was intended to probe whether cases that he had inherited from his predecessors were handled properly.
Okay.
Given the reputation of the prosecution service as being riddled with corruption and influence peddling ahead of time. That's what we're going to have to do next after we fumigate Washington.
Yes.
Of these Trumpists.
Right.
We're going to have to go back and look at these prosecutions and shit that have been going on.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
And see what was prosecuted, what wasn't, and what should have been, and what shouldn't have been.
You know, do you think with the Burisma shit, Trump was like, dig up whatever you can on Biden and show it to me? And
he just wanted them to announce.
Right.
All of that, you're not coming for a meeting.
Yeah.
None of this was just announced that you're looking into Joe Biden, that you've launched a massive investigation into Biden.
Was this the best bullshit scandal they could use available to them? I'm just wondering if there were other options. Like, here's this thing, I don't know, like Hillary's emails. And then there was the private server, which I guess is the same thing as Hillary's emails.
Well, I don't know how you could think things could be messed up by this guy.
Okay.
Rudy, I'm sorry, but
interview is over as far as I'm concerned.
You sound completely barking mad. Do you know that?
No, I don't.
You've lost the plot.
Like a big liar.
You've lost the plot. And it's sad to see.
You're the one who got thrown off the television here.
Yeah.
You had ratings that were about 2.
Yeah.
So don't tell me I've lost anything.
Oh my God.
So Rudy somewhere in his lair.
He ran for president.
Yeah.
Oh my God, dude.
Has even lost Piers Morgan. I see a lot of people tweeting this saying, I never thought I would forward a Piers Morgan video in which he's the better person.
Yeah.
Because it's usually Piers Morgan. He does have good views on guns.
Yes.
That's it.
Right.
But he's really a wanker, a massive wanker, and a big Trump licker.
Right, right.
But then sometimes he criticizes Trump because, you know, I'm trying to be fair.
Right.
But he's misogynist. He's really loathed.
Oh, yeah.
They kind of hate him over there. I don't know why he's got the gig. He's like on their Today Show or something on one of the stations there. I don't even fucking know how this is how he gets the gig, probably.
Yeah,
I'd hire him.
God, I mean,
get more of this shit going.
But all he could say is you're a big liar.
Well,
that's all he had.
Because Rudy's losing his mind and trying to hold his teeth in.
Yeah.
And literally, you can hear him kind of like his bridge is flying out.
He's such an asshole.
And he goes right for you.
Ratings.
You had a bad show here in the United States and which is utterly irrelevant.
Is he the same person as Donald
Yes.
Trump? Because that is exactly what he would do.
They have the intellectual level of a 10-year-old.
Right, right.
You're barking mad. No, I'm not.
Yeah. Yeah, it's...
You've lost the... It appears says you've lost the... What did he say? You've
completely
lost the,
barking mad.
You've lost the narrative.
You know that?
No, I don't.
You've lost the plot.
Like a big...
You lost the plot.
God, he sounds like... He sounds like a child. Like does he have something going on with his brain where is he just a dickhead?
Fucking mad. Do you know that?
No, I don't.
You've lost the plot.
Like a big
You've
liar.
Lost the plot. And it's sad to see.
You're the one who got thrown off the television here.
Yeah.
You had ratings that were about 2.
Yeah.
So don't tell me I've lost any.
Meanwhile, there were 19 seconds in here. I don't even know what led up to this. Yeah. I kind of want to see how this got to here.
Yeah.
But we're 19 seconds in.
Oh, yeah, the moment.
And there's 2 more minutes, but there's a moment that finally the co-host kicks in.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And she's like, "I didn't know. All right, now you're just arguing with each other and being personal." I would argue that right now we're well past that.
And I would argue, why are you interrupting this amazing television?
Right. Well,
this
I mean.
Good shit.
This goes on.
All right.
You keep going, Rudy.
I know what happened to your show, Piers.
Yeah.
And I remember the mistakes you made. I remember how you sucked up.
Yeah, well, I remember.
So don't give me that stuff. I know.
God.
I think, did Rudy say fucked up or sucked up?
God damn.
Because it sounded like fucked up, and that's where they call him out on profanity.
Yes.
Which later he says he didn't do, but it almost sounds like he said sucked up. I hate to take Rudy's side on this, but...
Listen, it's bizarre. We're listening to a guy that was the mayor of a major city. He ran for president. He was Trump's...
revered. He was America's mayor for a while.
He was going to be the Secretary of State. That's what he wanted, right? He wanted to be Trump's Secretary of State. And he was Trump's head of cybersecurity, and he butt-dialed a fucking journalist at the New York Times. And while the phone was on, he said a bunch of shit about a client into this journalist's voicemail. Rudy Giuliani, if you wrote his character into an evil Hollywood screenplay, Someone would say that's not
the video. You gotta. It's all over social media. Go.
It's not real.
Watch the video. It's in fucking credible. Watching Rudy on the split screen, just waving his arms and losing his mind.
Is he getting? He's getting worse, right? And worse.
Yeah,
I
think so.
Remember how you fucked up?
Yeah, well, I remember.
So don't give me that.
I went back too far.
Yeah,
and I was talking over it.
God. The show, Pierce.
Yeah,
and I remember the mistakes you made.
I remember
how you fucked up.
Yeah, well, I remember.
So don't give me that stuff. I know who.
I think he said sucked.
Yeah,
not fucked.
Yeah.
You are.
Well, we'd like
you
to apologize.
Say anything you want about me.
We'd like to apologize for the language you just used.
You're defaming my president, and you are helping to create violence in this country with the way you're covering this.
When I used to interview you, you were an intelligent, reasonable man, and you've gone completely mad.
But Pierce is I don't know about earlier Rudy. I don't know if I'd agree with that, but now he does sound like an insane
person.
He's
out of his mind.
He sounds like, I don't know.
I used to interview you. You were an intelligent, reasonable man, and you've gone completely mad, and you sound deranged.
You're abusive. Saying that because I
and
don't
it's really sad to see what's happened to you.
It was really sad to see the way your career imploded in the United States, Pierce.
Yeah.
If you think I have any respect for you after this, well, maybe you don't care.
Well,
but
okay.
Everyone in America knows.
Well, all right.
You know, this is one of these clips. It's like it's amazing, but I why am I embarrassed? Why am I face palming?
Yeah, because we have shame. We're capable of it, and
my God,
even for him,
what a
that's
loser.
Empathy, even for this varmint.
I mean, you know, Rudy's character throughout all this shit with the Ukraine stuff. I forgot. Who are his two buddies?
Lev and
Igor.
And Igor?
Lev. Yeah. I mean, he met with them to have lunch. They had lunch with him. And had they left and made it to the airport earlier, they wouldn't have been arrested. Right?
I don't know about
because
that.
They were hanging out with
I think
Rudy.
They were watching them. And
oh,
when
okay.
They went to the, it wasn't like the police just spotted them at the airport.
That's
it was
true.
They were
that's
watching
true. It. I mean, are you saying the police aren't going to be Rudy Giuliani can't shake a tail or
imploded in the United States, Pierce?
Yeah.
If you think I have any respect for you after this, well, maybe you don't care.
Well,
but
okay.
Everyone in America knows you're a failed journalist.
Really?
So
well, you know what?
This feels like this turned into a personal argument.
You know what, Rudy?
You two, and I'm not sure.
You know
that
what, Rudy? I had the
watch that.
I had
what they do.
Au contraire.
Our viewers need it, baby.
These viewers,
we need this.
Are calling for more?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
This
our viewers want to watch that.
Good television.
This turned into a personal argument.
You know what, Rudy?
You two, and I'm not sure.
You know what, Rudy? I had the
watch that.
I had the stomach to stand up and say that your gun culture is completely out of control and unacceptable.
Yeah.
I mean, that is kind of one
fuck
of the
yeah.
main reasons that Pierce
yes.
got run out of the United States, because he went virulently anti-gun.
And he's right, right? I mean,
you can't have a morning show and,
oh, no.
and be anti-gun in this country.
Little bitch
out of control and unacceptable. And people like you kept telling me, don't be ridiculous. We're entitled to go on shooting each other all day long.
Now you're lying again.
I will stand by what I did.
You quote for me about your stupid comment.
Okay.
I didn't quote that.
All right.
I was nice enough to keep my mouth shut about you because I liked you.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You've come on here.
You've been thrown out of your job.
You've come on here. You've been rude and abusive. You sound unhinged.
I haven't been rude.
You've been using profanity. And you were somebody I used to admire, Rudy.
Tell me
you were somebody I used to admire.
Okay. Rudy Giuliani, thanks very much indeed.
What profanity did I use, Meyer? Profanity did I use?
Well, I don't think we can repeat it, unfortunately.
No, I didn't use any profanity.
What words did you use that we misheard in the studio?
You tell me the profanity I used. Tell me that's exactly what you do to President Trump.
Yeah.
Okay.
His voice.
Rudy Giuliani, thank you very much.
President Trump.
Okay. Rudy Giuliani, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
I talked over that. Fuck, that's funny. Yeah, that's good. That's a great clip.
So there she is. There he is, Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, by the way, somebody sent me a picture of these flyers. It's funny because
Piers Morgan and Susan Reed. So this is at the peaceful protest.
Yes.
It's called Graffiti Bridge here in Pensacola. It's where. I mean, it's what you do. It's legal graffiti, and there's murals there all the time, and then somebody paints them over, and somebody does another one.
There's an amazing picture of George Floyd on the wall, and across the way, there's a picture of Tymar Crawford.
And this,
but so, but the story was they were what happened? They were driving. Somebody
drove by
and started throwing these flyers out.
But the flyer is bizarre, man. It's a picture of a woman in a Confederacy outfit with a midriff, and she's doing like, I don't know how to explain it, like a Rockettes pose where her ass is to the camera or whatever the fuck, and she's holding
like a pinup, World War II pinup
girl. And she's holding a giant Confederate flag with the text. This is good. The Confederacy will not loose. Round two.
L-O-O-S-E.
The South will rise and win this war. Will not lose.
How very bizarre.
Well, it looks like, I don't know. Yeah, you need a proofreader, right? I mean, if you're going to embark on a revolution, the new civil war, or whatever these racist fucks want to call it, they need somebody to look at the grammar or something, right? Loose?
Somewhere they arrested three boogaloos, too, for, like, conspiracy to commit terror or something, and the first comment, I forget where it was like on Yahoo News, which is their comments over at Yahoo News are notoriously virulent. The first comment on the story of the three boogaloos being arrested was BS.
That's it?
Yeah.
BS?
Yeah. Bullshit. They don't believe it.
Oh, my God. I mean, that's another reason to vote blue. I don't know that you need any more, but I want the FBI seriously looking into these fuckers, right? Because these are the guys that are going to fucking do bad terrorist shit, like bomb shit, shoot shit up. I mean,
Giuliani.
God, that's unreal, right?
Piers Morgan.
You're a big liar.
You've gone completely barking mad.
And it's so
funny. No, I haven't. No, I haven't.
And he keeps saying, what profanity? What profanity? And this woman, this anchor, is like, well, I can't say it.
Right.
I can't say the profanity. Give me a hint.
Which I hate to defend him, but I do think he said you were sucking
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Not you fucking up.
I mean, aside from that, we can still say outside that he sounded like.
Yeah, I mean, that's
crazy,
tiny, minuscule.
He needs a pill of some sort, right? Something. Lithium.
How sad, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's...
he could have gone off quietly and been respected.
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah. Well, he's one of these Republicans, right, that probably would have been respected until, like, history sort of revealed how shitty he was with the cops as that mayor. You know, like, kind of like Ronald Reagan.
So... for some reason, I think we have talked about this person before.
Yes.
But maybe not. This is the, in Texas.
Right.
It's pronounced Bayer.
Okay.
B-E-X-A-R.
Right.
I know, I lived in Texas. It's Bayer.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
B-E-X-A-R is Bayer.
It's not Bajar.
Well, it's probably in Spanish. It would be Bejar.
Bejar.
But
that's great.
They're
that's better than Bayer.
They're like Bayer, but there's a little bit of a huh in there. Bayer.
You know, maybe it's a southern thing because in Georgia, where I lived for a time, there was a little city halfway off Highway I-20, halfway between Atlanta and Alabama, on the way to buy fireworks. You would pass through a city called Villarica, but it should be Villarica.
Yeah,
Villarica. Well, that's nicer, right?
Well, the street here in a few blocks away. I don't want to locate us, but Cervantes. Yeah, in California, when the neighborhood I moved into, I didn't even realize it. I'm like, my first couple of days there, I live in Los Feliz. Or Los Feliz, I said. I live in Los Feliz, and people are looking at me like, you are. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
It's Los Feliz.
Damn.
I'm like, but it's Feliz. No, it's literally the happy one.
You can say things the way they're meant to be said.
In Spanish.
It doesn't make, I don't know what you're worried about it making you. I don't know. What is our problem?
So the governor now of Texas, even.
Fuck ye.
Is asking for the resignation of Bexar County Republican Party Chair Cynthia Brame.
Right.
After on her Facebook page.
Right.
She posted this.
Yes.
Tell me what you think. Subject, George Floyd, a staged event, question mark?
Oh, come on. How would it be staged?
These officers were involved with something. I'm not sure exactly what, but something is just not adding up.
Oh, God.
Also, this supposed officer is now missing from his home. Nowhere to be found. Has the smell of MK Ultra activation. This was a couple days ago before they arrested him.
Right. MK Ultra?
Yeah, that's the CIA stuff they used to do. The CIA.
Oh, okay.
I think there is at the very least the possibility, in quotes, that this was a filmed public execution of a black man by a white cop with the purpose of creating racial tensions and driving a wedge in the growing group of anti-deep state sentiment from the common people.
Well,
that have already been psychologically traumatized by COVID-19 fears.
Jeez. Wow. So this was orchestrated. This is what this person's saying.
Yeah, it's staged.
Did you see any audition notices for any of these parts?
I'm not in Minneapolis.
Jesus.
So the
God.
Even Chip Roy, spectacularly right-wing dickbag nut job.
Yes.
He tweeted, if this is an accurate email, she should resign.
Right.
Even he.
Right. Agreed. I mean, yeah.
The past, she's claimed, maybe this is why we talked about her before, she said the coronavirus was a Democratic hoax.
Okay. That's interesting.
Oh, this post has now since been deleted.
Oh, because it's counterfactual.
John Whitman, the communications director for Governor Abbott, said these comments are disgusting and have no place in the Republican Party or in public discourse.
Wait a second. Now, I agree with a lot of that, but I will say this. If they have any place, it would be in your shitbag Republican Party, right?
These comments are disgusting and they have no place being said out loud by the Republican Party, I believe is what he means.
Yeah. You said the quiet part loud. That's the problem.
Cynthia Brame should immediately resign her position as chair of Bexar County Republican Party.
All right. I mean, you know, what is that? If you're the chairperson of a certain county's Republican or Democratic Party, like, what do? Just fundraise?
Yeah.
Okay.
Put together parties and...
That's so weird that, I guess that she, yeah, that she... If she just said this at cocktail things and fundraisers, it's different than she put it out there. Because I imagine there are people in Texas that fucking agree with her. And they're Republicans.
James O'Keefe is at it again. Trending today is Expose Antifa.
Yes.
He did one of these little cock teases where he said, coming tomorrow, we go undercover into Antifa and expose its evil secrets.
Well, where are you going?
And they showed a screen cap of a guy covered with a balaclava, a mask, a hoodie, a black glasses. I'm like, James O'Keefe looks great in black glasses. And how do you fucking know this is anybody from Antifa?
And let me tell you something. It's summer. What is this person wearing again?
Well, this is their Antifa LARPing.
Yeah. Buck.
They're in a studio filming.
Oh, yeah. It's insane.
It's their Antifa LARPing.
Right.
So that was trending. Right-wing Twitter is giddy.
Oh, they love it.
Oh, they can't wait. Tomorrow it's going to expose Antifa. Says something. One of the quotes I think they had is...
info at Antifa.
We're taught to gouge the eyes. You know, you permanently injure your enemy.
Antifa thinks that, or they're saying this Antifa is what, says that. That's how you attack Antifa?
Project Veritas went undercover inside Antifa.
Oh, shit.
Here's a sample of what they learned.
Ooh. I've been undercover with Real City Antifa since July of 2000. Depending on the setting, if I were to be caught or found out in a setting where I am present with them, it could escalate to violence against me.
Don't be that f***ing guy with the goddamn spiked brass knuckles getting photos taken of you. Police are going to be like, perfect, we can prosecute these f***ers. Look how violent they are. Right? Not that we're not, but we need f***ing hide.
God damn.
There you go.
You know that what on what platform did they do that video? On what software did you guys use? It's just, you know, the thing is, man, you're going to see that on people's fucking Facebook feeds. Here's a video of Antifa I found on YouTube.
So he's, you know, and this guy, let's remember, has been prosecuted in Texas.
Oh,
for falsely editing videos.
Right, right.
And accusing people of shit.
Why are you discrediting this guy?
Amazing.
God, that's something else. Yeah, I'm going to go to Antifa.
And again, like, Antifa is some organization. It's not. Maybe he infiltrated a local lunatic group of people that identify as Antifa, but there's no... Tell us, who is the leader of Antifa?
We
can tell you who the leader of Proud Boys are. We can tell you who the leaders of Identity Europa are. We can tell you who the leaders are of these groups.
I think the leader of Antifa is George Clooney.
Soros.
Oh, yeah, Soros. I'm sorry. That's correct. God. If you're George Soros, do you have security guards and shit?
Yeah, he's like 90-something. Damn, I mean, he's like, God, leave me alone.
And he donates to things, right?
Right.
He donates to causes. God.
To liberal civil rights causes.
And we have on this show talked about where he comes from and his background. And that the bullshit people have spread about him as a child or whatever being a Nazi is just fucking insane. I mean, it's insane. What's up?
It's a picture. Callista Gingrich, Newt's wife.
Okay.
It's a picture of her just out in this nice, like, really nice backyard setting. It's a selfie. And she's all made up like a 50s TV mom. Praying, thinking, walking.
How are you married to Newt? And by the way, how's she
supposed to be in the Vatican?
She's the ambassador to the motherfucking Vatican, yeah. Baby. That seems like a great job.
So John Kelly, we mentioned earlier, has fired back at Trump. You know, Trump's tweets. Well, we might as well read Trump's tweets about Mattis. Oh, yeah. Oh, we got to get going. Look at this fucking time.
Right.
Maybe not yet, Shelby.
Yeah.
The radical left Democrats' new theme is defund the police. Remember that when you don't want crime, especially against you and your family. This is where Sleepy Joe is being dragged by the socialists. I am the complete opposite. More money for law enforcement.
God.
Hashtag law and order.
Oh, yeah. You know,
it's not going to go over well.
But I tell you what, he's right, though. I think a lot of liberals want the police defunded. We also want qualified immunity. We also want less cops. We also don't want an elected sheriff running around like a lunatic. I want more law enforcement. You have a secret
police
force.
Probably the only thing Barack Obama and I have in common is that we both had the honor of firing Jim Mattis, the world's most overrated general. I asked for his letter of resignation and felt great about it. His nickname was Chaos, which I didn't like, and changed it to Mad Dog. He's lying that he changed.
He's saying that
he changed Mattis's nickname from Chaos to Mad Dog, and that is bollocks.
Yeah, because people knew he.
It's a lie. And what John Kelly mentions, calling out Trump, he says, obviously, the president doesn't remember very well how things went. Mattis resigned with a letter that said basically, what you're doing with Syria is bullshit. I'm out of here.
And
you're hurting our country and international stability.
And Trump said he fired Mattis. Mm-hmm. That's weird because in 2018, in December, Trump twatted, General Jim Mattis will be retiring with distinction at the end of February after serving my administration as Secretary of Defense for the past 2 years. Here is Jim's tenure. Tremendous progress has been made. It was positive.
changed his name to Mad Dog. His primary strength was not military, but rather personal public relations. I gave him a new life, things to do, and battles to win, but he seldom brought home the bacon. I didn't like his leadership style or much else about him, and many others agree. Glad he is gone! Exclamation point.
When you do this, it's actual air quotes. Yes. So leadership style was an air quote?
Leadership.
That is so... listen, this guy was a general. I don't know a lot about Jim Mattis, but he sounds like the man has had a full life up until he was Secretary of Defense, right? You gave him new life?
He was the head of the Marine Corps.
I mean, God damn, Trump. I mean, it's just so egotistical that he's like, I gave him new life. Holy shit, wacko.
So former White House Chief of Staff John Kelly said Trump has clearly forgotten the circumstances of former Defense Secretary Mattis's departure from the administration.
God damn, dude.
In an interview with the WAPO, that's why.
Right.
Kelly contradicted Trump's claim that he had fired Mattis. Kelly called Mattis an honorable man and said Trump's Twitter attack on the former defense secretary is nasty. Using Trump's own verbiage.
I mean, I'm still reeling from the fact that Schittler said he didn't bring home the bacon.
Kelly said the president did not fire him, nor did he ask for his resignation. The president has clearly forgotten. Okay, Shelby, how it actually happened or is confused.
Yes.
That'll drive Trump nuts.
Well, I agree. He's confused and he's lying.
Mattis resigned while citing differences of views with Trump. The move coincided with Trump's announcement the U.S. would withdraw almost all of its military from Syria. Marks the first time that Mattis has spoken out publicly against Trump.
And Mattis didn't want the troops removed from Syria because he was protecting Syria from Assad or from Al-Qaeda. I mean, ISIS.
Yeah.
Right.
I think so.
Yeah.
Kelly delivered sharp criticism of Trump in February when he defended Lieutenant Colonel Vindman.
Yeah.
A key figure in Trump's impeachment.
God, I forgot about all that.
Kelly
shit.
And Mattis are both retired 4-star Marine Corps generals. They were subjects of early infatuation for Trump, who bragged often about stocking his cabinet with military brass.
Oh, shit, yeah. It gave him a big mushroom stiffy, right? I love my generals.
But Trump has since soured on the two generals, both of whom had broken with the president on high-profile issues and then departing his administration.
But what about Trump said he is the most militaristic president in history. What about
I think he did use that. Well, it's true. He uses on his own people.
I'm militaristic. What a wacko. Shit.
So, that's that.
Yes.
We've only got a couple minutes left here.
Oh, shit, Pat.
Literally.
Faithless Friday is tomorrow, everybody. Please tune in.
It is.
2 p.m. Pacific. Blah, 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 the other time zones.
A couple of quick and dirty Trump's America stories.
Oh, shit.
Police say a man brandished a handgun at a demonstrator during a protest in Newport Beach, California.
Oh, my God.
According to witnesses, a shirtless white man with a gun approached a black man, shouted, "Black lives don't matter."
Uh-oh.
When the man turned around to confront the suspect, the suspect pulled the gun and pointed at him, then turned and ran away.
Jesus Christ. How nice. Damn, you forget all the shitty people like in that part of California, right?
We got a picture of him, too. this oafy white guy with a he doesn't have a MAGA hat on, but a baseball cap or a golf cap or something.
You know, I think we're going to see less of those MAGA hats. Don't you think?
I think we're already seeing less of those MAGA hats. Another similar story.
Yes.
Of Trump's America.
Fuck you.
This is out. Oh, God damn it. I just fucked something up here.
That's all right. There are no fuck ups.
Well, the dog kind of distracted me.
God damn it. Intern. She's ready to be done.
This one. This is Texas.
Fuck you.
A black gentleman named Devonta Brown stopped to buy coffee at a McDonald's drive-thru on his way to work Monday when a driver of a truck drove the wrong way and cut him off. Mr. Brown honked his horn, and the gentleman in the car,
yes,
now identified as Chris Taylor, started screaming racial slurs at him for honking.
Oh, my God. God. Jesus Christ, America. What the fuck? This guy's getting his coffee in the morning.
Brown walked up to the truck with his cell phone recording the image. The man inside can be heard screaming the N-word.
Jeez.
You can see in his eyes, you can see the hate in his eyes. The driver, identified as Christopher Taylor, was later arrested on assault because he headbutted Mr. Brown.
Oh, God.
But get this, he headbutted the guy and then called police.
Jeez. That guy is fucked up.
And spit on him.
Oh, my God.
The guy said,
headbutted. Who the fuck headbutts, man?
He headbutted Brown in the temple and spit on him, then called police on him.
Yeah.
On the black guy. When Mr. Brown said, please do call the officers to the scene, Taylor said, I know. N-words, you N-words never admit to nothing.
Holy shit. Holy shit.
Taylor, who owns Chris Taylor Tree Service.
Oh, okay.
Was later arrested that day and charged with assault.
Damn. Damn.
But the sad part about it is Mr. Brown says he encounters plenty of racism in his everyday life.
Right.
This is the worst case.
Yeah.
He said, I just try to make it home to my wife, which is a challenge every day enough.
Good God.
That's why this shit is going on.
That's why Black Lives Matter.
That's why Black Lives fucking matter.
Imagine you're at fucking McDonald's. You're going to have some shitty McDonald's coffee. And somebody's going to ruin the shitty coffee.
It's not that bad at McDonald's.
Nah,
it used to be.
You're right. It's just their lids. They have dribble lids.
Thank you.
They have dribble lids.
So there you go.
Yep.
We need to get out of here.
Yay, America. Vote blue.
Trump's America.
Vote blue, man.
The racists are getting, hopefully these are death throws.
This is exactly as racism what this is.
Yeah,
right,
as this racism,
scared.
They're terrified.
They're little bitches.
How many times did we hear before that Trump is their last chance to save America?
How sad for you then?
Right.
How sad for you? Little treasonous little rapist is your last chance.
We'll do it again tomorrow, everybody, for Faithless Friday. Unless Trump does something that hijacks the whole fucking show, which is more than possible. Ryan's doing some stuff on social media. Check out his website, RatedRComedy.com, and all the stuff he's doing at RatedRComedy on the Instagram, the Twitter, and the Facebook.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Also freaking Vile.
Have a good, safe evening, everybody. Let's reconvene tomorrow.
Fuck Trump.
You bitch ass redneck white bread chicken shit motherfucker. Fuck you, your mama, and everything connected to you, you racist piece of shit. Fuck you.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.